gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. And joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by... Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy five-pack... saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. So, you can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, or you can get it at walmart.com. So check it out, Vitacraft. Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with us, Talking Pets, and giving us a 10% discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. So if you're looking for those treat supplements, go there, goodpetsfoods.com, and put in the word pets in the promo box and get 10% off. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Walked out just about everything. That car, them keys, her wedding ring. Ain't it funny how people change? I told her she could take the whiskey, take it all, take the bourbon, I'll take the loss, take the pictures, take the frames, hell, take the walls. But you can't take the dolls. Yeah, I'm taking them with me. Got them boys up in the backseat. You can go and take whatever you want, but you can't take the dogs. You can even take the six train. Don't come saying you miss me. You can go and take my last name off, but you can't take the dogs.
I love this song. This is Matt awesome Oakley. Song. He was on the show a couple months ago, yeah. And he sings this song, You Can't Take the Dogs. So you might want to check him out.
It's a Matt, big dog on there.
Matt Oakley. So, yeah, he's a Tampa boy. So,
See the horse on the cover?
Pretty cool. Yeah, he's big time into his dog, so obviously. And, you know, that happens sometimes when a marriage goes awry. It ends up, if you don't have children, your furry children are the ones that become the victims of the divorce. So that's what that song's
not
all
with
about.
Me. I said, take the boats, take the motorcycles, but don't touch the dang dogs.
Dog is mine.
And I took all four of them.
Well, that's the same thing with my pets. It would be, nope, see ya. But pets are staying with me. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Thank you, Kelsey Grammer. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions. And the number to call is 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. And maybe answer some of those behavior questions. So, Jilly.
Yes, darling.
So, you know, it seems like in a household full of pets, you know, whether you got dogs or you got cats or whatever you may have, it kind of seems that whenever you're going through an emotional bit, whether it's a divorce or something of that effect, your animals really pick up on emotions.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, even if, you know, you're just messing around with your friends and being happy, they get excited and happy. You know, if you're on the phone talking to someone, or, you know, if you, like I said earlier, you know, you, if somebody passes away and you're upset, they mourn with you. And when you actually have other animals and they're all very close, and one of them, you know, it's time for them to go over the rainbow bridge, you need to mourn with your animals, because they are feeling just as bad and horrible as you are.
Yeah, it's like they notice something is missing. Yes. Their buddy's gone, and where did it go? And, you know, so you're right about that. You need to explain. Yeah. That was one thing when my cat Rainey died. And I had Winter living with me at the time. Now, granted, I thought as a human that maybe when Snow died, Rainey's brother, I thought, well, Rainey's going to need a companion, someone to keep her busy, someone to play with, so on and so forth. Well, apparently, she wasn't all that big on Winter when I brought her into the house. Like, they didn't fight or anything. Yeah, they didn't fight or anything like that, but she was just like, you know, she'd walk away, like, you know, go play alone. And so when Rainey died, to this day, I'll never forget, I had her in her bed, and I was laying on the sofa, and something woke me up. And it must have been that Rainey just passed. Yeah. And I looked at her bed, and she was laying there. And all of a sudden, Winter walked into the TV room, walked up to her bed, and gave her, like, a kiss.
Aww.
And then walked away. So people say that's very important for other pets to experience in the household so that they can grieve, but also that they know that the other pet in the house passed away.
Yes.
They kind of look at it as being, okay, you're not breathing, there's no heartbeat, you're gone. Rather than, what did mommy or daddy do with, you know, Fluffy? You know, all of a sudden Fluffy disappeared and I don't know where Fluffy's at. But this way, with the animals, they'll deal with it better if they actually experience that the other companion animal passed away.
I completely agree with you. I had that opportunity, unfortunately, in December, last December, when I lost Alligator. So it was really hard for me to lose her. But, you know, she was, you know, had very bad cancer, and it was very important that, you know, I choose a day and make her happy, because she was in so much pain. And I had somebody here in the home, and Xerxes was here, and he experienced the whole thing. And when everything, it was a very beautiful experience. And when it was over, he just laid his head on top of her. And so he knew. Now I had to put him outside when we had to take her out, because I even drove her to the crematorium, because he didn't want her to go. So I had to put him outside and then bring him back in and come home. But, you know, I think it's really important, and some parents may disagree with me, but I think it's really important, and kids can handle it, to be a part of that, to know that they're passing over and that it's a beautiful thing, and to say goodbye, at least if they can't be there, to at least say goodbye and acknowledge it, so that the kids aren't like, hey, what'd you do to the dog? What'd you do to the cat? You know, I think it's a very important thing to do.
I agree. You know, and losing, as you get older in life as a human being, I think you start to realize how closer you are to your own rainbow bridge.
Yep.
And I think you start to accept it as you get older, that eventually that's going to happen. I know losing my mom, losing my dad, and then recently losing my sister to cancer, and a lot of pets, it's like I've realized that it's part of life. Nobody lives forever. But at least you can try to live a good life and an ethical life. And whether you've lost your pet or you've lost a family member in terms of humans, you realize that it is part of life and look at it as being moving on. to hopefully a better life.
I'm in no hurry, but I cannot wait to see all my babies again at the Rainbow Bridge.
And I hope that's the fact.
Yes.
But time will tell. So, yes. 818-818-6401, that's the number to call. We want to talk with you. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions, or if you have a comment about what we were just talking about, we'd like to hear it. 818-818-6401. We know debating all these other seed companies overrating. Silly bean got me
motivating. Wake and bake early morning and my dome is changing. But the FPDs won't let me... Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Pfaff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic Helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
Toothless chewing is already an internet hit, and now Mudang, the pygmy hippopotamus, is starring in cosmetic ads and quickly becoming a brand ambassador for Thailand. But the two-month-old's meteoric rise to online stardom has also prompted her caretakers to urge visitors to behave and limit the time that they can see her. Mudang, also known as the bouncing pig, was named after a vote from more than 20,000 children and tourists on a Facebook page for a zoo in the eastern Thailand. She was born in July. The hippo has become an internet sensation since her caretakers began uploading videos of her going about her day, which mostly includes napping, walking around the enclosure, and chewing her caretaker's knees while being hosed down for a shower. And just like any human celebrity, Mudang has dozens of fan pages on social media with pictures and videos capturing her every moment in public. The cosmetic brand Sephora is promoting its blush products in Thailand to achieve the same pink and peachy tone as Mudang's cheeks. A bakery in Bangkok said on Facebook that it had to limit orders for its Mudang lookalike cakes because demand was too high. Mudang is also starring in an endless flurry of internet memes of fan art. You can also view Mudang's videos on all social media platforms. Officials said the zoo has limited visits to just Saturday and Sunday, with each viewing around 5 minutes. Pygmy hippos have been classified as an endangered species, with their numbers dwindling from poaching and just 2,000 of them believed to be alive in the world, according to the Pygmy Hippo Foundation. An adult pygmy hippo can live up to 50 years and has reached half the height of a full-sized hippo. They mostly eat grass, leaves, shoots, and fallen fruits when in the wild. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
I don't know. It's right around the corner. Christmas, that is, not the hippo.
I'm like, what? A baby hippo? For heaven's sakes.
It's in my pool.
Awesome.
Imagine.
It can see you from the pool.
The pygmy hippos are really kind of cute. You know, they're tiny.
They are cute.
I guess you don't have to worry about, like, you know, hippos are one of the biggest causes of death in Africa.
Yes.
But I don't think it's baby hippos. Or even pygmies,
even babies become adults, and if they're half the size of a regular hippo, I would assume that they would devour a person too. So I would be very careful around any adult hippo, whether it's
a baby pygmy or not. You the baby? You the baby? That's what I do to my cats all the time. I'm like, you the baby? You the baby? Who's my baby? I mean, it's all of a sudden you turn into a child when you're playing with your pets. They always put a smile on your face. So if you were watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you would see I was just dancing with my cat, and she always puts a smile on my face. So, and these days you need it. So,
Give Shadow a big kiss for me.
That's it.
Go ahead.
Pygmy hippos are only 1/10 the size of common hippos.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to...
They have a weight, like, there's 350 to 600 for pygmy hippos, and the common hippo is anywhere from 3,500 pounds to 9,920 pounds.
Okay, but 300 to 600 pounds is huge.
It's big, but
listen,
it's not.
Listen, all right, as someone that is 300 pounds, stop.
Oh, Devin. I love you, dude.
Are you 300 pounds?
You don't look it.
Yeah, you don't look it. You wear it well.
Thank you.
You look more like football than like.
Yes, he looks like a linebacker.
He does. Devin, we're talking about
tall,
our producer, by the way.
Robust man.
We're not talking about that baby hippo. Yeah, it's a linebacker. Go, hippo, go. So we got a call from Barbara. And Barbara wants to know, she doesn't want to come on air, but she wants to know how to diagnose if an older dog has teeth problems. Apparently her dog suddenly does not like kibble. And the dog is 8 years old, and the dog picks at the kibble and will still eat treats from the table. Well, there's a couple things there, right? One would be gum problems.
Because it knows it's going to get treats.
Well, that could be it. That was the other one I was going to go towards, is that if you feed them from the table, eventually they're going to give up on their other food because they don't want it as much as they want the table food. But,
and my first question would be, have you consulted your veterinarian? Does the dog have a very, well, a lot of dogs do, it depends on what kind of food you feed them, but does it have a very foul, other than normal foul smells coming from its mouth? Because that could be, you know, a bad tooth. It could be gum disease. It could be a lot of factors. So I would be first and foremost going to the vet.
I don't know what the breed is, so that makes a difference in terms of the age. But the dog is 8 years old. So if the dog is a bigger dog, it's in the geriatric stages. If it's a smaller dog, like a Pomeranian or something like that, it's not quite
finicky.
In the geriatric stages. But it's so weird. I just did something on this. I think I may have done an interview on this or features on this. And basically what it is, if you're not changing the food, because sometimes they won't like the change in food, so if it's the same kibble you've always been given the dog, Barbara, then I would actually look at the fact that taking, like Jilly said, take your dog into the vet, because I would say it's probably got a chipped tooth or it's got a cavity or it may even have, if the gums are not pink and they're like a different type of color, then you're talking maybe an infection. But it sounds like there's something wrong with the tooth. And when the and that's one of the reasons why the dog won't eat the kibble, because it's hard. When the dog chews down on it, just like humans, you know, then you're going to get the pain. And the dog may not express the pain, but the dog's in pain. And if the dog is eating canned food or soft food, then that's kind of a pointing the finger as well. So I would definitely check with your vet on that to check the teeth. Because maybe there's too much tartar, and that causes problems. Because another fact, if a pet has tooth problems or teeth problems or gum problems, it could lead to a heart problem.
Absolutely.
So take that into
that
effect
the next
as well.
Thing I was going to say.
Yeah. So use that advice, Barbara.
As with humans, teeth are serious.
We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue on. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
About a certain little lad, although he's very, very bad, he could be oh so good when he wanted.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs
go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
According to Bangkok, Thailand, CNN, a Thai woman has been rescued by police after being strangled by a python for more than 2 hours. A 64-year-old woman, who gave her name as Arm, was doing the dishes at home on the outskirts of the Thai capital when she felt several bites on her leg. She said in a police video, "The snake just shot forward and bit me." The python then wrapped itself around her until she fell to the ground. She struggled to free herself from the snake's tightening coils for 2 hours without success. The woman cried out for help, but no one answered initially. Eventually, one of her neighbors heard her distressed calls and sought assistance from police. It took rescuers about 30 minutes to free her, after which she was sent to the hospital for treatment. The snake escaped afterwards, police said, adding, "We couldn't catch it." Thailand is home to 250 snake species, including three varieties of pythons: the reticulated, the Burmese, and the blood. Pythons are not venomous, but they kill by suffocation, coiling themselves around their prey and squeezing tight to constrict blood flow before swallowing their victims whole. According to Thailand's National Health Safety Office, some 12,000 people were treated for venomous snakes and animal bites in the country last year. 26 people died from snake bites during that period, official figures show. The attack on Arum is the second such incident in the country to attract global attention in recent weeks. Last month, a man had his testicles bitten by a python while sitting in the bathroom. He managed to survive the encounter by hitting the snake with a cleaning brush before calling a security guard to help remove it, according to local media. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
South Carolina Animal Shelter helped reunite a long-lost cat with its owner, who had not been seen since he vanished 11 years ago. Sam the cat disappeared after getting spooked by a dog, and his owner, Jennifer Revenel, had no luck in her exhaustive searches of the area. Fast forward to August 2024. Someone caught Sam not far from Revenel's home. The stray cat was taken to the Charleston Animal Society, where she was scanned for a microchip. The embedded chip found with the scanner had contact information for Sam's rightful owner, who was stunned to get the call from the shelter staff. Initially, Revenel thought the call was a joke, but she soon found out that her long-lost feline friend had been found. She calls Sam a survivor. the wandering cat is safe at home and gaining weight after his decade-long adventure away. Ravenel says that Sam is not interested in going outside, choosing to spend time at the foot of her bed instead. Remember to microchip your pets and keep your contact information up to date. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news, archive shows, and join us on our Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Our reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. And we are reunited on our Facebook Live, just in case. So you know. So don't forget, you can listen to us on your radio stations in your local area. You can listen for the newbies out there, KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon. Also, KCBQ in San Diego, California. And KBAR in Rupert, Idaho. Also, if you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, go to CRN4 on TuneIn, and you'll get Talkin' Pets. Or you can go to TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on the live button. That will take you there as well. So once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. By the way,
let the games begin!
So, this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal sound, we will send you out a prize. You can go with, if you have cats, you may want to go with Vitacraft. We have the purr sticks, which are little meaty bites that you can rip apart and give to your cats. We have Lick and Lap, which is the creamy paste, and that squeezes out for your cats. We also have Good Pets Foods. We have a multi kind of bag here, Daily Multi, Daily Probiotic. And Hip and Joint Plus, these are supplement treats for your pet. You can go with those, or you can go with a dog book or a cat book. We do have a 2025 calendar, either a cat book or I think we have a horse one as well, or a cat calendar. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD. The Collapsible Water Bowl from Talkin' Pets, and we do have a little pin. It's cute. It's of a turtle. It's actually not that little. It's probably about the size of two quarters. And you can go with that, a piece of jewelry. If you know what creature out there makes this sound. What creature makes that sound? So, kind of makes a big noise for a little creature. One of my favorite little creatures out there, little animals that I love, that you see more up north than you do anywhere else. And they're kind of like reddish, orange with some black. And they're very tiny. They can fit in the palm of your hand, if they'll let you. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what creature that is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. You know, when my mom and dad were alive and I was a child, we used to go. My dad used to love to go to Canada. And I grew up in Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania. And we would go to Canada on trips. And my sister was the second up from me. There were five of us kids in the family. But we used to love to go out there to Canada and go fishing and all, swimming in the lakes and everything. And it was just a great time with the family. And usually we took like an uncle or, you know, an aunt with us or whatever. And so we were out there. But as a little kid, I was young, very young. I would get, I don't know if, I think they're still out there, the little Solo cups. Those little cups that you use for rinsing your mouth after you brush with toothpaste. Well, I would get the container. It always had the little plastic window in it. And I would put it on the ground, and I would put a little treat in it. And you can see the treat through the window. And then this little creature... would go in to the box for the treat, and I would capture them. And they were my pet for the next week or two that I was in Canada. And then I released them. But I had my own little pets that I fed and took care of while I was in Canada. So, what little creature do you think that is that would fit into a Solo box and makes that noise? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Take a guess at it. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That's the number to call us, 818-818-6401. Take a guess at what creature that is. Not to give us the answer, Jilly, but did I give a good clue?
You gave it away.
did I?
I have millions of them, and I love them so.
Well, let's see if we're going to see if Pat out in California actually has an idea of the animal or the little creature that makes a sound like. I mean, it's a pretty strong sound coming out of such a little animal, but and such an adorable little animal. So, Pat out in California, what do you think, Pat? What do you think it is?
This is probably silly, but a chipmunk?
Wow. Congratulations.
You know, really?
Yeah. I mean, by what I said, like catching them in a little box and everything, it could have been a little rat or a mouse or a mole.
How adorable it is.
Yeah, but yeah, I love chipmunks. They're one of my favorites.
Rats aren't cute, and neither are moles. So,
some people think they are. A lot of people have rats as pets. Personally, I would not, but they're not my thing. But a lot of people love them. So, and they're very intelligent.
Oh, they are.
They survive in New York City on the streets, so they got to be somewhat smart.
I had.
But, yeah, they can even sing.
Yeah, I mean, better than me probably, but So, Pat, what do you think? What do you want to go with? Do you have cats, or do you want a book? Do you want the Good Pets Foods treats for your dogs? I've got an Easy Walk harness if your dog is about 30 pounds.
I have cats.
Oh, okay. So do you want to go with the purse sticks, or do you want to go with the lick and lap?
Lick and lap.
You got the lick and lap coming out to you, and
good
I guarantee
call.
You, you'll get your cats to do anything. I mean,
they're stubborn.
Yeah, well, wait until you put this in front of their face. They'll be like, "What do you want me to do, mommy?"
I've never seen a cat that didn't die for licking lap.
Yeah, it's amazing. My brother's got a stray cat up in Pennsylvania. He lives out in the woods. I mean, you know, he's not a hermit, but he's got a house out in the woods. And this stray cat will come up, and he gives the cat the lick and lap every time the cat comes right up to him. It's amazing. They become friends now, actually, so it does work. So, Pat, stay on the line, and I'll get your address, and we'll ship that right out to you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Meow appreciates it.
Meow, too. Take care. That's Pat out there in California, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and this is a Devin song.
Devin, 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 Poop. Devin, Devin, purr, 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 Dev.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Raid.
Little lizards that wear snout bubbles underwater really do seem to be using them as tiny scuba tanks. Water anoles made headlines a few years ago when they were caught proudly holding onto shiny pockets of air while submerged in their Costa Rican streams. Now Binghamton University College's Linda Swank's experiment provides new insights into this odd adaptation, likely a tactic to escape the clutches of the forest full of hungry predators. To evaluate the effect of the air bubble's presence, Lindsay collected 30 water anoles from their forest home and treated half of them by smearing a moisturizer on their adorable little snouts, while the controls received a plain water snout treatment instead. Lizard skin is hydrophobic. Typically, that allows air to stick very tightly to the skin and permits this bubble to form. But when you cover the skin with an emollient, air no longer sticks to the skin surface, so the bubbles can't form. One at a time, the lizards were then released into a tank filled with fresh stream water. Kitted out with a single perching rock beneath the surface, their behavior was observed and recorded on film. All but two of the lizards immediately dove under and down and clung onto the submerged rock on release. Sure enough, the lizards that could still hold bubbles on their snout remained submerged about 30% longer than those who had received the moisturizing treatment. The surplus air carried inside and on the hydrophobic body surface of the semi-aquatic lizards works like a human diver's scuba tank to extend dive time by providing an additional volume of accessible air. Other animals like insects are also known to use bubbles to help them stay underwater for longer. As insects are so small, they can even rely on oxygen that diffuses into bubbles to keep breathing while submerged. So, researchers are now testing oxygen levels in the water while the lizards are submerged to see if this is also a possibility for the larger animals. It's possible the semi-aquatic reptiles have backup air pockets around their heads, which may serve to refill their main bubble, a feature that could be explored in future studies. Lizards are kind of like the chicken nuggets of the forest. Birds eat them, snakes eat them. Seems like everyone eats them. By jumping in the water, they escape a lot of their predators, and they remain very still underwater. They're pretty well camouflaged underwater as well, and they just stay underwater until the danger passes. We know that they stay underwater at least about 20 minutes, but probably longer. The need for survival is certainly an inventive force. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, archive shows, and join us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Tiny bubbles and wine make me happy. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over with a feeling that I'm gonna love you.
to the silver sea.
So, you ever see, like, in movies, Devin, that, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, these people are underwater and next thing you know is they're dead because they can't get oxygen. But a lot of times in movies you'll see where they're in, like, a cavern, for instance, and there's, like, air bubbles on the top wall of the ceiling of the cavern.
Yeah.
And they'll suck that in order to get air. So it's kind of like the bubble thing for us. But too bad we couldn't blow up our noses or something, and then, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about dying under the water. We can create our own little bubbles. So, but that's why we have scuba suits, I guess. But that's pretty inventive, though, when you think about animals, how they evolve in the predator-prey situation. And for these little lizards, they discovered that they do create these bubbles, and I've seen them on their noses.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they breathe.
It's very cool.
So, and they know enough that predators, they need to jump in the water, and then they stay under rocks or whatever to hide from the predators. But you would think, you know, say, Bob and Tom are under there, the lizards, and Tom's like, how much longer, Bob? And Bob's like, I don't know, according to that scientist, Lindsay, I'm almost at 20 minutes, so it looks like I'm going to croak or die in the predator or the prey's hand. So, I don't know. It's, you know, kind of interesting on animals, how they do evolve into certain things. And I guess we could say the same thing about us. We tend to evolve in certain ways as well. Maybe not always for the good way, though.
Well, according to some people, we used to be aquatic, so who knows if we'll ever make it back there.
We dredged ourselves out of the oceans and grew legs and arms. Who knows? I don't know. Science against religion. That's what it comes down to, I guess.
True.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We've got a couple of minutes, well, about a minute or two left if anybody wants to call. But if not, I will say, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you are looking to adopt a pet, please, 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 please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. Right, Julie Jill?
You betcha.
So, and it, you know, it's interesting, too, because...
And microchip your pets as well.
Yes.
You can find it even at shelters. And the SPCA will have monthly or, you know, every 3 months or something, they will have clinics for spay and neuter. They will also have clinics for chipping your animals, so you get discount prices. So there's... You can find a way to do it.
Did you see that thing, you know, we only got about 30 seconds left, but I think it's interesting too, if you check around, like, for homeless people and their pets, they're having, like, clinics and everything.
Free
that
clinics,
people,
yes.
Yeah, that they can go in and get their pets spayed, you know, neutered, or a checkup, and so on and so forth. It's pretty cool.
I know there's several in Tampa, because I attended a few when I used to live there.
They're probably all over the country at this point, where if they're not, they will be expanding, so I think that's a great service. But, hey, thanks for joining us here on Talkin' Pets. We really appreciate it, and, we look forward to seeing you. Same pet time, same pet channel, Talking Pets. Every weekend, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
Bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.